Even with you. After you dictate a letter. Dear Mr. Carruthers, enjoyed meeting you the other day, and our business is looking forward to doing work for your firm. Yours truly, T.R. Fuddlebottom, President, Allied Industries. And then you read the letter over after she's typed it. And then you sign that thing. You go to lunch, she takes the letter, puts it back in her typewriter, and then types on the bottom, P.S. That was the stupidest tie I've ever seen anybody wear. And you wonder why the account's canceled. So you better get her something nice so she doesn't sabotage your correspondence. And secretaries are on top of their game, too. Years ago, I had one I tried to jack with a little bit, good-naturedly, but she didn't like it. I knew she was waiting because it was Secretary's Day, so I come walking out of my office and I said that, you know, I couldn't decide what to give you. It was a toss-up between a pair of knee pads to make your afternoon liaisons a little easier. A clothespin for your nose, so that when you're administering a snarling, that aroma of Fromunda does not appall you. But instead, here's your present. A tucker-shaped blotter, so that you can sit free of worry for any sheepage from your nighttime before. And then I went chuckling back to my desk, and she came walking in. She said, well, you know, Boss's Day is coming up, and I couldn't decide what to get you. I was thinking maybe an air freshener for your desk so people aren't offended by the wafting methane when they sit there talking to you. I was going to get you a book to balance on your head when you walk along so you can learn the proper form of locomotion. You don't have to walk like you got a load in your pants. I thought maybe a pair of tweezers for your nose hairs and your ear hairs. But instead, I decided on an electron microscope. That way you can give it to the doctor should you ever decide to be circumcised.
The guy is nuts. Hey. Grab him. The Grease Man. Fresh bits and lots more music.